Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program produced right here at KXCI Studios, where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to our Congress Street studio here in beautiful historic Hotel Congress to talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Juliana Orgini. Hey, Juliana, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. And you've been on Thesis Thursday before.
Yes, this is my second time.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So what's happened since we last talked to you?
Since we last talked, I started currently leading a year-long project. I work with water research. I'm part of Dr. Snyder's research group. And the focus of our lab is on treatment analysis of water and wastewater.
Water is an incredibly limited resource.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very important that we find alternative ways to reuse this water. And one of these ways is called indirect potable reuse. And this is when you treat wastewater in a wastewater treatment plant, and then the secondary effluent goes to what we call an environmental buffer. And that could be lakes, oceans, rivers, and then it's further treated for potable standards and water treatment plant. And the project that I'm leading this year is to characterize these environmental buffers. So I'm looking to two different ones, on the Santa Cruz River and the Sweetwater Wetlands. They're both located here in Tucson, Arizona. The wetlands, it's a habitat for a variety of wildlife. And then the Santa Cruz River, it's a wastewater-dominated stream. It's composed most of the year by 100% wastewater effluent. And so the way we're characterizing this water is we're measuring total organic carbon. We're characterizing the organic matter in the water, measuring the concentration of 45 known contaminants of emerging concern, and that includes pesticides, pharmaceuticals, personal care products, and then we're also using biological analysis in order to measure the toxicity of the water.
Why do we care about this?
It is important that we monitor the environment so that this effluent is not affecting it and being bad for the wildlife that's in it, for the fishes. There's research that have shown that estrogen from birth controls are changing fish sex, like if found in significant concentrations.
Wow.
So it's important that we monitor them, and also so that we find alternative ways to reuse this water, so we can also measure to see how effective those environmental buffers in the treatment of wastewater effluent in order to reuse it.
It's treated before it's released into the environment, then mm-hmm. The environment's treating it, and then treating it again so we can drink it.
Yes, that's correct. So we're also finding alternative ways to do what's called direct potable reuse, so eliminating this environmental bar. Adding treatment steps to just the wastewater treatment plant could eliminate this extra step of going to the environment, which could be beneficial for a lot of the environment.
What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
And so I'm actually working for a wood company that makes kitchen cabinets. And so it's completely different
topic. Yeah, there's water and then there's wood.
Yes. And I got this opportunity before I graduated college, and it was a very good opportunity. So I want to have a chance to experience in other areas too. I'm pretty passionate about water research as well. So who knows, I might go back to it later in the future.
Do you ever listen to music, Juliana?
Yes, I do. It depends on what I'm doing. Usually when I'm just at home, like doing nothing, I really like pop. On electronic, to study, I listen to classical music. I pretty much like every type of music, but the ones I listen to, it depends on what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's all about context. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thanks for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson, with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.